tell all your friends.
That's what we are. Every Arizona homeowner's handyman. We like to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you have a dilemma or a question or a problem or some anxiety that your house, home, or castle is causing, we'd like you to get in the habit of thinking about contacting Rosie on the House first. It's free. We've been here since the 60s. We'll put everything we've learned to work doing this show for 33 years. Building and remodeling across Arizona for 50 years, we'll put everything we've learned to work for you. Let's go to Terry, who's on the line right now, calling from Cave Creek. Good morning, Terry. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie. Question. We've lived in Arizona for 8 years now. We've been lucky enough to buy two brand new homes, and we have a dust problem. And it's the same builder. And they tell us, well, Arizona's dusty. I mean, we mop the floors every Saturday, and there's always dust. And it's just me and my wife and a little dog.
And how long have you been in the home?
We've been in the home since we closed in October.
And you've lived in other Arizona homes how long?
Well, let's see, it'd be almost 7.5 years.
And those other homes you didn't feel were as dusty as the one you're living in
now? No, it felt dusty too.
Well, then we need to take a look. The first thing we're going to need to take a look at, Terry, is your central air conditioning system. We're going to have to take a look at the filtration. We're going to have to look at the integrity of the ductwork, the return air. If you're, like right now, what temperature are you keeping the house in the summer?
Summertime, we tried 78, too warm, 77, too warm. 76 hits the perfect spot.
Okay.
When we go out, I kick it up to 78.
Okay, well, I've got some other things I'll want to teach you a little bit later, but right now at 76, your air conditioning ought to be running often enough. What kind of air conditioning filter are you using?
The one that's recommended, and I change them every the first of the month.
And are they spun? Clockwork. Are they spun fiberglass or are they pleated paper?
I believe they're. I guess that'd be pleated paper.
Good.
With all the little folds in them.
Good, good, good. Okay, that's the filter we would want you to use. There should be a reason. We should be able to keep an Arizona home, particularly in a record rainfall monsoon where the dust isn't a particular problem right now, we ought to be able to keep a home fairly clean. I would tell you, I would go back to the builder and I would ask him, I'd say, we'd like to do a whole house energy audit. It's going to cost $99. It will check the integrity of your ductwork to see if you've got excessive leakage. We should be able to get your duct leakage to well under 10%, close to 5%, hopefully. We've recently conducted several surveys where duct leakage was well over 30 and 40%. It's not unusual for us to find 15%. And that's generally the number one place that we're creating dust is sucking attic air, attic insulation into the ductwork before poor ductwork. It's going to cost you $99 to get it done. In a new home, your builder ought to pay for that as a courtesy, I feel. But if not, $99, you can find whole house energy audit experts at rosieonthehouse.com. Get that audit done. Let's take a look at the integrity of the ductwork. That'll be my first place to look when we've got a dusty house. We've got other places we can look, but that's the first cheapest place to look.
That'll also let you see if there's any leakage and seepage coming in around your windows and doors, which would be the next area. So congratulations on the new home. Get that energy audit done and let us know what you can resolve from there.
Keep us posted, please. That's one of the things we love about Rosie on the House. I was talking about Rosie being stumped. I've got two piles on my desk, Rosie stumped pile and Rosie solved pile. Well, that stump pile got pretty high recently, and a lot of it has to do with new situations. We've got a question here. Rosie, I've got a 23-year-old air conditioning unit. It was rebuilt 6 years ago. Still pumping out cold air. Seems to be fine. But my condensate is coming out rusty, leaving an ugly rust streak on the side of my house. Should I be worried? You should definitely be saving your money, my friend, for an air conditioner, 23-year-old AC unit, pumping out rusty condensate.
Which could only mean there's rust on the coils, right?
It's depending if it's a horizontal air handler, it could be the pan is rusty. But 23-year-old pumping out rust for any reason, there's probably a pretty good chance you're getting very close to the end of the economic life of that unit. So
that condensate
should be
is you know, distilled water. It should be as clean as clean could be.
It absolutely should be. So rusty condensate can be a sign of pending doom. So make sure with a 23-year-old unit in particular that you're saving your coins for replacing that particular unit. I've got another one that says, hey, I'm writing for my mother-in-law from zip code 85361. Never drained a water heater in 7 years. Is it time to do it? Be very careful. If you have a plumber you trust, let the plumber drain a 7-year-old unit that's never been drained. There can be a lot of problems in letting it go 7 years and then deciding to drain it. I don't have time to go into that right now, but they ought to be set up so they're easy to drain, and you ought to be draining them once a year. All right? Letting it go for 7 and trying it, if you're untrained, could cause a lot of problems. Proceed with caution. Find a plumber you trust.